And did your father, when he did carpentry work, he put a board on something that held it up to saw it? What would he call that?
He used to call it saw horses.
And when he would cut firewood, he'd put it in...
Put it in a rack.
A rack?
Yeah, they called it a rack. It was built up like this, you know, and so you could lay the wood across there and saw it that way, you know.
I see. Yeah. And when you had a, when you bought something to take a baby outdoors in the old days, you call that a baby?
Well, when I was a child, I didn't see any baby carriages, but they used to have the baby carriages, you know.
Kind of wicker?
Take them out, yeah.
And if you... If you took it outside, you'd say, I'm going to what, the baby?
Walk with the baby or take it?
You say, ride the baby or good? Push the baby?
Going to push the baby around.
And if you see somebody cut across a field, cut right across instead of going around.
Go catty-cornered.
Catty-cornered?
Yeah.
Did you ever hear the term cattywampus?
Yeah, they used to say that, but the cattywampus, but the going catty-cornered is the right way to say it.
I see.
Yeah.
Is cattywampus mean catty-cornered?
I don't. I reckon it must. It must.
If somebody, drives, suppose a horse ran away with a cart or a surrey or something,
mm-hmm.
and he got wild and he just went every which way.
Mm-hmm.
Would you say he went cattywampus across the field?
You could say that, but I don't think
kind
we...
Of a wild...
Did
you ever use the term cattybiasin?
Yeah, I've heard that used too.
Does that
That's kind of like the cattywampus, you know.
They kind of wild.
The same thing, you know.
Kind of wild, is that...
Yeah, I reckon too.
And if you lived on a corner, you might say the house in that direction would be
in front.
Be a catty corner from.
Catty corner from. Oh yeah, catty corner from my house.
I see.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I still use that word.
Yes, it's turns up all over.
Yeah.
And still used. Well, that's the hard part. Now the nice part comes when I'm interested now in. In words that you used to use, and maybe still do. Some of these terms have sort of died out. Other terms are still used a great deal. For example, what do you call 3 or 4 o'clock? Before supper, but after your dinner.
About 3 or 4 o'clock before supper or before breakfast either.
I mean between, say, your dinner time and your supper time, about 3 or 4, you say, well, my neighbor is going to come over to see me about 3 o'clock this
afternoon.
This afternoon?
Yeah.
Did you used to say evening?
No, evening is
after
supper time.
After supper.
And I say in the afternoon when I talk about the afternoon right now, you know.
And what time of day is it when the sun first appears?
Do
you say, I got up before...
Before sunrise.
And I went to bed before...
Sundown.
Sundown.
Yeah.
And if there's been a heavy storm and the rain stops and the clouds disappear, how would you describe that? The weather is... Well, the storm's over. The weather is...
Going to settle now.
Say fair and off?
Going to fair and off, you know, if it is.